This content, it may contain drugs, intoxication, or excessive Tabasco use. Tabasco. Tabasco. Yes, I have excessive Tabasco use. That's for sure.
All right, hold on. I'm going to go to the kitchen. I don't want to lie to the fans. I don't want to be called out on Twitter, be like, you know what? I was there for the Tabasco content and there was none.
Then tomorrow you could stream yourself trying to take a shit. You're like, it burns. It burns.
One out of two stars. It's coming out of my ass. Anyway, okay. This is good. I'm done playing with the tags. Are we live yet? Or are we still incoming? What's happening?
We are fully live discussing if we are live.
Oh shit. Okay. All right. Well, okay. So now all that goofy shit you were doing before the stream started, you can now do it now. Ready? And dance, monkey. Dance. Worst monkey ever. Okay. So then I'll go, hey, look what I'm drinking. I'm drinking a yummy Guinness because I put in the label that there's going to be some alcohol and Tabasco use. So there you go.
Oh no. Damn it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I gotta keep the label forward in case we ever get the sponsorship. Guinness. It's liquid.
It's yummy.
Oh my god. I haven't had Guinness in a while. Oh, Jerry, what are you doing?
What am I doing? I'm sitting here talking to you guys.
Sweet. What are you putting into your mouth?
I have rum with some Pepsi and some other probably mind-altering substances.
Wait, you're doing alcohol and mind-altering substances? Isn't that...
Yeah, sure.
Is that recommended? Why not? Good point. I do not have an answer.
I mean, the whole week that we were together, that was pretty much the state I was in 100% of the time.
I couldn't tell. You were acting so normal.
Exactly.
Yeah, I couldn't tell by you giggling nonstop for 7 days straight in the corner. Dude, every time somebody held up anything shiny or jiggly.
No, you threw the remote and it just landed on my belly and stayed there.
Here, Jerry, here's a remote. Can you adjust the volume? Laughter, uncontrollable laughter for 40 minutes.
Yeah, which then, like fueled me laughing.
Laughing.
The other person who likes to mix controlled substances. Kevin, speaking of controlled substances, what are you doing over there?
It's not really controlled.
Okay.
Kind of. Mostly really? Uncontrolled.
I mean, alcohol, as much as alcohol is controlled.
Yes, but what are you partaking of over there?
Water. Gotta stay hydrated. Yep.
Dude, nobody believes you. Nobody believes you. I saw what was happening before we went live. Come on. What you got there? What you got there?
Aqua.
A little bit of funny.
Agua.
All right. Some funny water. Okay, cool. Okay, so we're going to attempt to do something different today. We're going to try to do what? A quick podcast and then... yes, I know. That's a good laugh about that. And then we're going to watch Kevin play a game of some kind. So, Kevin, what are you going to grace us with today?
I don't know. What should I do? I could do... Phantom of
something
Abyss or Nova Drift. Those
I don't know.
My like drone games that I could just do in my sleep.
Okay, which I understand. No. You're not watching a movie. You're going to be playing a game.
No, yeah.
So.
Or I can. I can do. I don't want to do something like Baldur's Gate because that requires too much thinking.
Ooh, you know, Baldur's Gate has cool Twitch integration where people can tell you what to do with your life.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can plug it in where like every time you have I can imagine you don't want to do it for every time there's a choice to be made because there's a lot of choices in conversation and other things, but basically you just whenever you want it functional, excuse me. You can let whoever's watching like make the decisions for it. Like almost like a voting thing. So, you know,
that before, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a pretty cool Twitch integration.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, and you get, cool. And it, you know, it like drags out that particular episode because you're going through the game like immensely slowly.
Right. It's also kind of annoying because you're not really I guess playing the game, you're letting other people decide
that's
the
up,
game for you.
yeah. I mean, that's where your talent has to come in and shine through, right? Where you get to like
I don't know.
bullshit with the
I was born
chat.
talentless, so I don't know.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah,
I
you
understand.
probably don't want to play Baldur's Gate though. That might actually get us viewers, so
And
I don't
then how
know
do
if
we
we
manage
know
all the
what to
chat?
do.
Joey,
No, we
I'm
should probably
watching you
do
right
Phantom
now.
Abyss.
Okay, well, whatever. Isn't there something new out? Weren't we talking about something new? You were gonna try
We were, yeah, it
something.
was gonna be that like 2D space thing, but when I played it, I was like, wow, I'm not into this at all. It was
Oh, the Banished
very,
Vault.
yes.
So
Yeah.
not good, huh? Obviously,
No,
really.
just
Well, I'm
not my
glad
thing. I mean, it kind of had a cool, unique angle to it. And like, you know, so kudos to that, but it's just not my kind of style. I thought it was gonna
Interesting.
be.
Did you refund it already?
No. No, they can have
All
whatever. I mean,
right.
like maybe it's
Why?
like one of those things where I might pick it back up again just to see if I can give it a second
But it seemed
chance,
like
but
a cool like resource management board game. I'm surprised. What didn't you like about it?
it did seem like that, and I still think it might be, but it didn't grip me, and I almost was like, I'm not sure I like the theme or the whatever. A sort of like theological spacefaring race kind of thing.
That's
It's
I'm
just
actually
like a
surprised. I really
genre.
thought I get it. Okay. That's interesting. I still want to kind of try it. I watched what's the name of that he's a big streamer. I mentioned he was playing it. What's his name?
Northern
My
Lion.
God. Yeah, he was having a really great time with it. He played it for quite a while. I thought from what I saw when he was playing it actually looked pretty cool. But
I
well,
have to
all
give
right.
it a chance. Like, I have to admit, I didn't really give it a chance. So it was like a moment where I guess I wasn't like receptive to a new situation or a new game, and I just wanted to like drone. So I probably just said, "Nah, I don't. This is like, I have to shift into like, you know, think of new story instead of something I can be brainless with."
Yeah, I got it. All right. Maybe you just weren't in the mood for it. Okay, no, that's understandable. But speaking of games, Jerry, you play anything fun? Anything?
Nothing that you would be interested in or whatnot, just the usual, like
Jerry, this is going to come as a shock to you.
incremental in the
Most things you play
background
are much
stuff.
to me.
Yeah,
Yeah,
you know,
like
Brownie Clicker 2000.
that. 2001.
Yeah,
Bro,
2001.
Jesus.
Brownie Clicker?
Yeah, right.
I would
A
ask,
Space
but I don't
Odyssey.
want to know. I
If
don't want to
you
know.
click it fast enough, they turn from like regular brownies to like brownies with nuts, and then if you really click it fast,
Worse.
they turn into special brownies. So
Yes, that's worse. Oh my
yes,
God.
they grow their own little THC nodules that just.
We all went in like three different directions with what the hell Brownie Clicker means, but okay, I'm
Oh my God, not that
What was
way.
your
What
direction?
were you doing with that shit? Oh my goodness.
Especially with Jerry going, once you click enough brownie, you get nuts. It's like, okay, cool.
Oh my God.
Noted.
Skippy's
like,
holy
maybe I
shit.
do like this game.
I gotta talk to the wife about this.
Oh my God, Skippy. I'm like actually embarrassed now because I didn't even think of that angle.
Good, mission accomplished. Oh, I have a good segue from what I was just talking about. So speaking of butts, this once again. Okay.
What?
No, this is cute because it involves my 3-year-old daughter. Let me
Dude,
finish.
wait a
Let me
minute.
finish. No,
Sure.
let me
Nope.
finish. Let me finish.
Wait, 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 wait. We
Well,
need
at
like
least
the.
one of us is anonymous, so maybe
Trust
I
me.
won't
Trust
be
me. It's
indicted.
No, this is adorable. She runs over to she ran over to my wife this morning, and she goes, "Mommy, mommy, I want to blow you up like a balloon." And we all look at her, we're like, "Whoa."
Wait. I don't want to hear where this is going from the
No,
start.
it's nothing bad. Come on. It's nothing graphic or disgusting. It was funny. She's like, I want to blow you up like a balloon. And my wife was just like completely confused, apparently, and just didn't know what that means. She's like, okay, go ahead. She runs around the back of my wife and just goes, bro, sticks her face directly like my wife's butt and goes, it just blows forward. She was trying to inflate my wife like a balloon through her butt.
Yeah,
Well,
okay.
I'm
I mean,
glad
kids
for
have
your.
imaginations, yes.
It is
I'm glad
adorable.
for your daughter's sake, your wife didn't do what I would have done and been like, oh, but you didn't tie it shut.
Oh my God, it's what the fuck? Oh
Oh my God. Hold on. I gotta tell her that so she's prepared for the next time. The next time she'd be like, honey, do you want to blow up the balloon again? Ah, let's go. It's gonna be great.
Her mommy just ate three whole burritos.
It's such fucking toilet humor.
The mommy and daddy just did a podcast that had a lot of Tabasco in it, so we're ready to do some balloon play.
Wait, was that on this or was that on the one that we had to kill the Tabasco?
Oh, I don't know. At this point, it doesn't matter. We're talking about farting in children's faces.
It's true.
There's no like saving this. Wait, hold on. We can explain why we fart on children. You missed the previous podcast.
Dude, it's so far, it's like minutes away from the context, so let's not put it so mildly.
Anyway, the point is my daughter is amazing and I love her to death. She's so funny.
That's good.
Yeah. So that was my segue. Thank you for setting up the brownie clicker. I appreciate that.
Hashtag farts. Done.
Hashtag
Nice.
hash.
I don't think we put that in the. I don't think we put farts in the tags, but whatever. Yeah, do
No,
not
I
put
think
that
we
in.
do.
Do not push.
I
Do
think
not
we
put that
do.
in. Do not put that in the hashtags, for the love of God.
Jesus.
Anyway, this is getting off to a wonderful, amazing start.
And that was a short podcast. And next.
There you go. And yeah, and now Kevin plays a video game. Kevin, what do you got for us today? Anyway, okay, so we're talking about games. I'll clear that action. I mean, I'll clear that. I'll clear that section up really quick. So, what did Skippy play? Did Skippy play anything? Skippy did play something. First of all, Skippy's back on Elden Ring. Thank God. I haven't played that game in months, and I finally started playing again. Kevin, I'm assuming you haven't touched it in like even longer than I have, right?
Correct.
Dude, I forgot how incredible that game is. Holy shit. I forgot everything, so it's taken me a minute to sort of like get back into the flow of the
I
game with the
hate that.
controls and everything. Yeah, it's hard, and especially with a game like Elden Ring, it's there's
Yeah.
so much going on where like I forgot you have a horse. I completely forgot about it. I'm like running across the field and I'm
Oh my
literally
God.
going, "Oh God, this is taking forever. I wish there was a faster way to travel in this game." And then I accidentally pressed the wrong button when trying to do a summon, which I also forgot about, and a
And a
horse popped
horse
up
came
on
out of your butt.
the field. Yeah, horse. Yes, I brown clicked the horse and it was like and I was like, "Oh
Oh,
my God.
Jesus Christ.
I forgot there's a horse in this game." And then I died. But the point is, God, I forgot how incredible that game is. Fuck,
And
I
like
gotta like.
you forget where to go to like, grind some XP or something.
I don't do that. I just run forward until I hit a wall and can't do it, and then I turn around and try to figure that out. But which I did very quickly. I immediately died. But yeah. Oh God, just Jerry, come on, man. Just try it for the love of God. Just download it and play it. It's so incredible. It really is like one of the, it's still like I think the best game ever made. I will put that tag on it. I love a lot of different games and there's some that I truly am in love with, but Elden Ring just set a whole new freaking standard for everything. Even if you don't like Souls games, Elden Ring, so good. I'm telling you, it's not as bad as you think as far as difficulty. It's really not. Like it's a challenge, but the point is you can get around most of the challenges, and you can go somewhere else and come back later when you're better prepared for said challenge. So, it is really the most like of all of them. It is the most like new player friendly Souls game that they've ever made. There's also like a lot of tools in there that make it easier. Like there's summons. There's well, that's it. There's summons. That's really it. They've added one thing
There's
to make
so much
it
stuff that
easier.
makes it easier. There's
Isn't it just the bell summons?
The bell. Did I mention if you press the wrong button, you poop out a horse? Name me one other game where you can shit on an entire horse out.
I feel like there's a game that there's probably just like it's just called Horse Pooper, and that's what it is.
No,
you know?
It's a complete. I try. It's a different experience. I mean, the DLC might finally add that as a function, but for now, Horse Pooper is a very different game. It's more of a horse poops on you kind of situation versus you pooping out a horse.
Oh my god!
So, what? They eat a lot of oats. Anyway, Elden Ring was awesome.
Wilbur.
So also, yeah, also a lot of peanut butter. So I tried a couple of games. Game Pass is always adding new games, so I can always try things that I haven't played in a while. Someone on another podcast to listen to, someone was raving about. Have you guys ever heard about the Yakuza games?
No.
Made by Sega. So I tried the one that's like one of the more popular ones. It's a little more mainstream. I think it's called Yakuza Like a Dragon. Yeah, didn't like it, but interesting game. If you ever want to check it out, it's a very story-driven game with turn-based combat that's pretty unique.
Really? Turn-based? I thought it was like the Souls-like almost.
No, so I think the other Yakuza games are more real-time fighting. This is, yeah, it looks like a it looks like a third-person like fighting game, but actually every action you take is it's turn-based. So you do like attack, block, item, whatever. You can time certain things, so you do special attacks, and there's like special moves and ultimates and everything. But it's actually, yes, it is kind of turn-based, at least from what I played. But yeah, it's good. I think it's supposed to be more about the story of the game. Like apparently the characters are amazing and the story is supposed to be really good, but it wasn't my thing, but it's on Game Pass, so why not? And then I tried a game you might like. It's called Wandering Village.
I've heard of that one. Yeah, I had it like favorited for a while and I never pulled the trigger on it. That is interesting.
So I played it for a couple of hours. My thing is I guess I didn't play long enough to really understand what separates it from any other like city builder. Mm-hmm. So Jerry, I can't tell if you're confused or not from your avatar. It shows no emotion. You just have dead eyes the whole time. But now you just look confused. So basically, it's a city. It's supposed to take place like the Earth is, I don't know, dying or something, or something bad happened. And these wanderers are walking this desolate place, and they find this gigantic like sleeping monster, like it's the size of a city, and they climb on top of it, and basically you're building a city on top of this wandering monster, which is why it's called Wandering Village. But I haven't played long enough. I understand, like, if you zoom out, you can see this gigantic beast walking across the earth, but I don't really understand what differentiates it from any other builder. Like, you get resources, like you mine rocks and you get trees and you build housing and things that produce other resources, and then the monster moves, so you have different weather and atmospheric effects, but that has happened in other games, so I'm not really, I guess you have to play longer for it to make it clear why it matters that you're in the back of this gigantic walking beast.
Right, because I don't know the answer, but I'm curious, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, but it's a nice city builder like anything else. I guess, like I said, I didn't play long enough to get to any part that makes it really different from anything else, but it's okay.
Can I blow your mind a little bit?
Please.
I'm going to say three words. Tell me what you think.
I don't mind.
I'm going to say Wandering Earth 2.
My God. Wait, are they making one, or is this? Or are you trying to relate this to the one?
No, we could watch it now on Prime Video if we wanted to.
Why would I ever want to watch Wandering Earth again? I watched it once and I wanted to kill myself.
It's apparently it's got like 80% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's got 7 out of 10 on IMDb. It's all the rage.
Yeah,
all the kids are doing it.
Yeah, dude, it was incredibly well reviewed and made an insane amount of money in China. I think it's a Chinese movie, right?
Yeah, it's like their
best reviewed and most profitable movie ever made. It was immensely popular there.
I didn't even know it came out. I didn't know it existed.
But you watched it.
No, the sequel, Wandering Earth 2.
Oh, you were serious.
They made a sequel. Yeah, no, 100%.
Yeah.
They made a sequel to it.
Ah, fuck, I'm going to watch it. God damn it. God damn it.
We could date night it.
We could. I don't know if I could make it. Is it like 17 hours long? Does it take place in real time?
It's like three hours long. Which is almost
The first movie takes place over a course of like 1,000 years, and it feels like you're watching it in real time. So
yeah, it's true.
Which planet do they shoot with a machine gun this time? We're coming for you, Pluto. You little
get out of our way, Pluto. We can't deflect.
Die, not planet. It's terrible. I don't know.
Your brother?
I admit I'm probably going to watch it. Oh, yeah, that's what I wanted to mention. Well, hold on. Let me finish with games real quick, and then we'll get into horrible movies and also good movies. But yeah, Wandering Earth 2, keep that on the. Just don't remind me. Hopefully I'll drink enough where I forget that it exists. So the other game I played, I actually got really heavily back into Darkest Dungeon again, which I haven't played in a while because I was sort of playing the second one, which is really good. But the first one is still, I still prefer the first one, although the second one is fantastic. I really do like it. It feels like it needs a little more time in the oven, but it's very, very good. It's different, but it's very good. But the first one is still one of my favorite games. And the reason I got back into it, I have like 3 campaigns going in it, even though I have yet to finish the game once after God knows how many hours. So I have a normal campaign. I have a heavily modded one where the mods for Darkest Dungeon were always really awesome. So my heavily modded one has like Iron Man in my party and like and the what's his name? What's the guy from God of War? The main character from God of War? Help.
Craxus? Wait a minute.
I have no idea.
No, not Craxus, but you're close. I can't believe I'm Kratos.
Yeah, there you go.
I've got like Kratos. I've got Iron Man and a bunch of other weird characters in there. But beyond that, there's a team of really awesome developers which got together and basically like they took okay. So because Darkest Dungeon allows for so much modding, you can mod just about anything. They pretty much like made a new game out of it using all the Darkest Dungeon resources, and it's called Darkest Dungeon the Black. I'm so bad with names and words. Reliquary. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically they did an insane amount of work on it. So there are characters from the original game which they use, although they modded them and changed a few things, but then they added a whole bunch of new ones. They added a ton of new enemies, new maps, new backgrounds. You're not in a hamlet anymore. Your base is this like floating airship with completely different stations. There's new like resource management stuff like forges and other things. There's other airships that dock with you and do shit.
Like a complete overhaul.
Overhaul. That's the word I was actually looking for. Yes, it is. It's gigantic. This isn't like they changed some of the colors or some of the skins or like tweaked a little bit. This is basically like, for everybody that was complaining that Darkest Dungeon 2 was too different from Darkest Dungeon 1 and wanted more of the same, this is basically that. Like, you can play this and here's the thing. There's a ton of content. There's like, it's the same size, if not like bigger than the original Darkest Dungeon game. With again, new missions, new bosses, new conquests, new everything. And what was I saying? I said it's as big as the other game. It's good. I forget where it's going. But basically, if you wanted like Darkest Dungeon 2 in the same vein as Darkest Dungeon 1, like there's this. You can play this, and it is as big, if not bigger, than the first game. The really awesome thing is that it's free. Like it's because it's not their game; they can't charge for it. But they did get like all the blessings from Red Hook Studios, which made Darkest Dungeon. Which is understandable, since in order to play the mod, you have to buy the game. So they were more than happy to be like, yeah, this is awesome. You guys should get it. Yeah,
double iron population. Go for it.
Yeah, but I will say this. It's not unwarranted. It's fantastic. This is not half-assed. They did incredible work. There's a ton of new artwork and everything. You know, one of the cool things about Darkest Dungeon is the narrator voice. What's his name? June, something June. I forget his full name. I forget his first name. His last name, I think, is June. Anyway, the narrator of Darkest Dungeon is one of the best parts of it. He has a really iconic voice and a really great narration style. They got their own guy, so like there's all new voice narration and everything. And their guy isn't quite as good, but he's very, very good.
So you're like in the original one, they had this guy. He was so amazing. He was so good, so good. Oh my God, he made the game what it was. Well, he's not in this one, but
Well, they
they got
couldn't.
someone else.
Well, what I was saying is that he's not as good as the first guy, but it's not half-assed anyway. It's not like in the first one, he has this like epic voice, you know, where
He's
he
like
talks about like
saying
what's
he's
happening
like, you
and
know,
yeah.
first guy, and the like second guy is like, yeah, but like kudos to the first guy because he was first and he's like professional, but this guy's like free, so I'm gonna give him the kudos.
It didn't go from like this epic. It didn't go from like this epic voice guy to some guy who's like, "Hey, it's a dungeon. This is scary. Oh no, monsters!" Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's well written. It's very well narrated, but it's hard to match up, you know, with
Yeah, it's like
greatness. Or as a,
so he's like
in a world
so
where we couldn't
close.
afford the original guy.
Yeah, there's me.
But
Hello.
he's not, but this is a caricature because he's actually pretty fucking good.
No, it's great, and it's supposed to be like the I said like you're based out of an airship. It's the ship's captain that's narrating everything and talking to you about it. And yeah,
Welcome
it's
to
really
my
good. It's
airship.
excellent. Honestly, if you love Darkest Dungeon, and Kevin, I believe you did, just grab it. Like I said, it's free. They already updated it a couple times. They keep adding new characters, new
So is it in the
enemies, narrating.
workshop? It's a mod in the
Just
workshop.
go to Steam and look for the Black Reliquary, and you will find it.
Wow, it's actually released as a Steam game.
Because I think it's so massive, yes. You might be able to find it in the Mod Workshop too, but since it's a complete rework of the full game, it's actually listed separately and like I said, free. You just need to have the core game. It's weird because when you look it up, I don't really understand how this works, and I think it's because you need to own the original game. If you start searching for it, it'll come up and say like the prices for it is like $35. But if you just go into the Steam page, you just say play now and it'll just install it. I think it shows you the price because it's meant to be an addition to the original game. So that $35, I think, is supposed to be just showing you the price of the Darkest Dungeon, basically. But yeah, definitely try it. It's excellent. It is also way harder. And arguably, I would say they changed, updated the one thing that was wrong with the first game. As much as I absolutely love Darkest Dungeon, their inventory management was shit. The amount of stuff that you could carry was just way like was limited to a completely irrational amount. And
It
it was
does
done, I
cost.
think, specifically. It doesn't cost anything.
It oh,
I'm telling you.
interesting.
Yeah, it's weird. That's the thing.
Add
It's
to
like its own screenless
account.
thing. Yeah, just say, you know how like you have that play now button that
Yep.
pops up where the info?
Yeah.
Yeah, just do that. Anyway,
Interesting. Wow.
so yeah, the inventory they fixed greatly from the first game. And I know the first game, the inventory was limited to sort of like pad the game because you couldn't bring as much stuff out of the dungeon so that it would take you longer to level everything up. So but it just got frustrating. Like it was the kind of thing where like you had like I think like you have something what like 9 slots in your inventory or 12, I don't remember. But it wasn't so much as how many slots you have, it's how many of each item in each slot you can carry, which made no sense. And it was like you can carry 8 torches in one slot, but only like one gem and only 6 bandages, but 12 meals and like it just didn't make any sense. The point is they
Right.
were artificially limiting the inventory, so you know, to kind of like to
Maybe
create
that was their way
pressure.
of like saying this had more bulk versus, you know, this like bulk value.
I know, but it's
So, you know,
weird. There's no
size and weird.
way 8 torches take up as much space as 6 bandages. No matter
Well, you know,
you.
informed by, you know, player frustration and still want to play the game factors.
Yeah. But anyway, so they changed that. But I'm not, by the way, I'm not criticizing the Darkest Dungeon. I've said many times it is like in my top 5 favorite games of all time. So yeah. That's what I done played. Oh God, I'm trying to remember. I know at some point I mentioned horrible movies. because Jerry brought up Wandering Earth. Two. Oh, I know. Yes. All right, so this one's my own fault. I decided to, like every few months I come back here and I go, hey guys, I watched an M. Night Shyamalan movie and I don't know why his movies are crap. And
Oh,
he's
there was a new
oh,
one.
No.
And
What
he's
was
a
the name of
horrible
the new one?
director. Yeah.
Knock at the Cabin, or what is it? Knock.
Why would you?
Oh God.
I
Okay.
remember seeing the trailer just while watching TV, and I was like, who allows this person to keep
I don't
writing
know.
stupidity? Does he
He's
like
not,
just
no.
throw money to the wind, or does he
Well,
actually
this is.
make cash?
He. Well, so this one was produced by him. So I think maybe because morons like Mace watch his previous movies, he keeps like making some kind of money. So he keeps making more garbage movies.
There's got to be, I mean, obviously he's making money, but it's like,
Yeah.
what?
Yeah. This one was based on a book. So good news. You can skip the book. The book isn't great either, apparently. Although the book did have a different ending, I don't think the
Did
book
he
ending was
write
any
the
better.
book or did
No,
he just?
no.
Oh, okay.
No, he does credit it somewhat, kind of. I don't know. It still sounds like an M. Night Shyamalan movie, but I think at some point he's like based on like this book, whatever. I think the book is called Knock on the Cabin Door or Knock on My Door. What? It doesn't matter. Both are shit. The point being. So just to give you the premise, the basic buildup is that there's a little girl. She's staying in a cabin in the woods with her two dads, and these four strangers show up. They basically force their way into the cabin and tell them they take the family hostage, and they tell them that they have to pick one person in their family to sacrifice, and they have to sacrifice that person in order to save the world. And every time they are asked to make the decision, if they say no, there is a disaster, a huge disaster unleashed on the earth. And after the fourth time they say no, one no for each stranger, the earth is destroyed. So what
And
happens is.
so is the daughter like pre-college age? Because if she is, that's kind of a no-brainer. You're saving a lot of money there. You know, even if she's on scholarship, books are going to cost you like a couple of grand. So you might as well just go take the kid.
See, that would have been, see,
Plus,
you would have resolved that movie very quickly.
right. You know, then
And plus she's adopted too.
insurance. Oh yeah, geez, fucking, you know, put that shit out there. You know, like your insurance will just be one plus instead of family. You'll save thousands of dollars there. I mean.
Yeah, so that's the other thing. So they do, as this is happening, there's flashbacks, so you find out more about this family. At no point do any of these flashbacks reveal anything interesting. They're just like, here they are driving in a car, singing a song together, like people do. And here they are getting dinner
You mean
together at a
those,
bar.
it's supposed to show these cozy moments where you feel like character development is getting you falling in love with these characters that don't actually exist because they're only flashbacks, and so it's all just
So
pointless from the beginning.
two things, actually three things. First of all, Kevin, I just noticed you and I are wearing the same color shirt.
Ta-da.
The second thing is that, yes, I thought maybe you're supposed to give a shit about them. No, you don't. You really don't. It's like, oh, wow, these people exist and talk like human beings talk, sort of. Not really, because it was also written by M. Night Shyamalan. He can't write dialogue for shit. And then there's the fact that you think, oh, they're going to reveal something about their lives, which will then lead to the ultimate conclusion, whatever that may be. No, no,
No, it had
there's
nothing to
no.
do with it.
No, the flashbacks had no
Random,
bearing. Yeah.
like a 2-inch size fly is gonna
Right. So
jam him
basically,
in
what
the
happens throughout the
eyeball,
movie?
and it goes
Yeah.
blind.
Yeah. So basically, what happens in the whole movie, and I'm just going to spoil it because you will never watch it, nor should you, nor should anybody, is that they, as they have them tied up, they're like, hey, are you going to sacrifice one of you? And they go, no, go fuck yourself. We will never do it. And then the four strangers take one of them, and they sacrifice one of their own. And they say, humanity has been judged. And then they turn on the news and you see like a giant, like a tidal wave wash over like New Jersey or something. I don't know. Nobody gives a shit. Like, if anybody's like, just basically a huge wave washes over and kills a bunch of people.
So, and then, but it, and then, but you're like, it's just New Jersey. Who gives
right,
a shit?
Right. So the family's like, we're not going to suck. We just help the world. Are you kidding me? Can you do Florida next? So then, right. So then they're just like, you know, there's all this bullshit dialogue and they're like, all right, are you ready to make the sacrifice? And they're like, no, we're not going to do the shit. So they kill another one of them, one of theirs. And then they say, oh, humanity has been judged. And then like, I don't know, something, COVID happens or something. And then,
so like the people that they're quote unquote sacrificing are the people, the same group of people that took the family hostage.
Yes. Four people take the family hostage and then they kill. No, I'm knowingly like the person goes, okay, now it's my turn to die. They put like a white mask over their face. Like they go up to the family and say, are you ready to make the sacrifice? And the family goes, no. And the stranger goes, one of the strangers goes, oh, fuck, it's my turn.
So
they put a white mask on their face and the remaining ones like drive a shovel through their head. And
so they do like the sacrifice
family
instead.
Is thinking, right. Okay. If they're just going to kill each other, then we'll be able to go free soon.
You'd think so, but at no point do they come to that conclusion. They're just like, they're dragging this out and arguing with them. And I'm thinking, going, just tell them no four times. Say the word no four times, yeah, and this will be over. Anyway, the point is, at some point, one of them who suffered a concussion earlier in the movie decides that, oh no, there might be something true to what they're saying, because they're like, oh, it's all a you know, while the other guy is just like, no, you idiot, it's a coincidence. Tidal waves happen. This, like, COVID happened. This is completely fine. And then I think the third person dies, they're just like, they see like planes falling out of the sky, and then they're still unwilling to do the sacrifice. And then the fourth one comes up, which is Dave Bautista, who, God, I feel so bad for that man. He deserves so much better than this. He goes up to them once again and says, this is your final chance. Will you make the sacrifice? And they go, no. And he says, okay, now all of humanity has been judged. And he slits his own throat. And then you see a bunch of planes falling out of the sky. And one of the dads goes, at some point he goes something like, oh, he told us we still have like a few minutes to change our minds. Just, I love you, kill me. So you know, whatever. One of the other dads just goes, okay, shoots him. And then little Asian girl, like
some
who's
other
their daughter,
dad.
What's that?
Like, was this?
No. One of the two married dads.
Oh, two dads. Gotcha.
Yeah, the two.
I forgot that she was with two dads.
One of the two dads goes, okay, you know, oh no, what if they're right? Look at that plane that was in the sky, but now it's on the ground. It's so sad. Shoot me in the face. And the other guy goes, no, well, okay, and shoots him. And then the little girl goes, hey, so did we save the world? And the remaining father goes, I don't know, let's go check. And they drive to a diner, and there's people sitting in diners eating food going, thank God that's over with. And that's the end of the movie. And that's it. That's the whole movie. That's it. That's it.
Yep, not surprised.
Yep, that's the whole movie. There's no twist. There's no explanation for anything. No, like, no, that's it.
In the diner. Shame a lala.
In the diner, the news are playing, and the news are just like, oh, planes have mysteriously stopped falling out of the sky, and COVID's sort of under control now. And, well, New Jersey's still gone, but, you know.
At no point did the little girl go, hey, you just shot my father.
I mean, she's sort
of. Yeah, because after shooting, you know, what do we do? Let's go to a diner.
No, because she's just like, oh, thank God, I don't have to keep telling people I have two dads and going through that whole thing. Yeah, go,
wow,
go broke.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't. No, she doesn't actually say that. I'm kidding. It's just, it's terrible. Oh, and by the way, as they're being held hostage, the two dads assume that all this is happening because they're gay, and they're like, oh, you made this whole plot up to target gay people, and they're just like, no, if we wanted to target gay people, we would just go target gay people. We don't need to make up this apocalypse thing and murder three of ourselves in order to prove a point. This makes no sense. This is not how people are targeted.
Well, yeah, it makes no sense. There's no explanation to who these people are, where they got this information from, or why any of this is happening, why this family is the target.
So one of the things they do say at the end is when you find out, you find this earlier, what their jobs are. One of them is a teacher. One of them is just a parent, I think. One of them is a nurse. And one of them is a violent drunk, or used to be. So when the husband who survived is going through it, he's like, "Oh, I got it. It's one was like, and one was a teacher, one was a mother, one was like a violent guy, and one was a nurse. You know, like the four horsemen of apocalypse." And I'm like, "I was that like I'm like those aren't the four horsemen of
I don't
apocalypse."
remember that.
Yeah, I don't remember one of the horsemen of apocalypse being a violent drunk, nor or an, a nurse. But okay, M.
Well,
Night, you do you, buddy.
that tracks. I mean, my daughter would probably say that her geometry teacher was one of the four horsemen of apocalypse. I
Yeah,
bring upon you maths that you must do.
Heculus. Anyway, yeah, I definitely had a few teachers which, yeah.
Statistics.
But yeah, so that was a horrible movie that I saw. But thank God. No, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was gonna say, like, you just saved us like 2+ hours of our lives, but yet I still feel hostility towards you just for having to hear that synopsis.
Yeah, but think of how I suffered watching it. Like I was just sitting there. I was just like I was close to slitting my own wrists so that I could unleash something horrible in this world for allowing this movie to exist.
I mean, quite
Don't try that at
honestly, if
home,
you
kids.
voluntarily put on an M. Night Shyamalan movie, then you kind of deserve whatever you get.
So I watched like in the background while doing other things. I didn't actually
Uh-huh, sure.
sit there and watch it, but I don't
Oh.
know. I have this weird thing where I feel like every time a new movie from it comes out, I was like, I don't learn my lesson. You know, the guy made one good movie and the rest are, well, one and a half good movie and the rest are complete shit. But every time I'm like, what if this is the one? What if this is the one that he finally like gets? And no,
Oh,
nope, there's a.
he's one of those.
See?
It's like a gambling addiction. He's
No,
gonna put out
yeah,
like
I don't.
75% shit movies, and the payout's only like regulated to 23% or so.
75? Do you know how many movies he's made? It's not 75. I would say 95% of the movies he's made are garbage.
Garbage.
I would, you
So
know what?
he's
I
that
might
much of
say
a
that
gem that he's got us hooked.
he made The Sixth Sense, which I like, which I don't think even if you revisit now is even that great, but all right. I admit it, I loved The Sixth Sense when it came out. Then he made what was it? Invincible? Is that what was
Yeah,
the second one?
that wasn't so bad. I actually enjoyed
That
that
was
one.
enjoyable. Right. It was a bad movie, but it was at least somewhat entertaining. So that's why I said he's made one and a half good movies, and that's it. He has never made
I mean,
anything that's
who
not
doesn't
shit
know
worth it.
I see dead people? You know, like everybody knows that fucking
Yeah,
loop.
that's very pop culture-y.
Right.
Right.
So like, so you give it the props or whatever, but like, I agree with you. The rest of the stuff is shit.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I have to stop watching him. And yet, I just know the next time he comes out with a movie, I'm going to be like, well, maybe.
You're one of those people that are like, oh my God, wait, it's a train wreck. I'm going to watch it. Like, I want to see this horrible thing. You know, it's like botched plastic surgery or something. You're like, yes. Like, oh my God, these doctors are going to poke a horrible, festering infection that this guy
The
has.
big
Sign me up.
twist is they use plastic surgical tools, and plastic is getting in their body.
Oh my God, it's rhinoplasty. I knew it all along. Okay, but
Oh my God.
what's a plastic surgeon?
Jesus Christ.
Anyway, the point is, I would like to put that horror behind me. And again, first of all, Kevin, you're welcome. We now saved you time. You don't have to watch The Secret Invasion. You now don't have to watch this terrible movie.
Great. It's
And
wonderful.
yeah, so you're
I
welcome.
won't put it
However,
on the list of imaginary movies I will watch.
yeah, there you go.
you
After the
will have
horror
to
ad.
watch Wandering Earth 2.
I
We
didn't see
won't miss.
Wandering Earth 1.
Yeah, you did.
No, I
Yes,
didn't.
you did.
Nope. With the jets on the planet that you guys talked about,
You
I
know
only
what's neat?
heard from you guys all of the insanity, but never
Oh,
watched it
no,
directly.
no.
You are so welcome for skipping
I
that. Holy
appreciate you
shit.
so much. I do.
That
I really do.
was,
I'm
yeah, I
genuine.
was.
No sarcasm at all.
That was another one of
And I'm
those
not even working a
aneurysm
bit.
movies.
I'm just for reals.
Yeah.
I mean,
Well,
come
anyway.
on. If you really had the technology to like turn the Earth into like build giant
Oh, we
jet
had this
engines on the
conversation
Earth,
before.
you could totally like just do star lifting and take all the heavy elements out of your star. You'll have stuff to build stuff with, and like the sun won't go, to a giant orange thingamabob,
All
Earth
this is
swallow
scientifically
thing.
accurate. Yeah, all of this makes perfect sense. It checks out. I saw it in the YouTube video that Jerry
No,
sent me that was 19 minutes long,
it
which was
just
more
suck.
enjoyable.
Everybody knows you just,
Just do
suck up
star
hydrogen
lifting.
from a gas giant and
No, you
that's
want to, oh
plenty.
yeah, and you could put it back into the sun. Sure. Totally. You could cannibalize
Know
Jupiter and
everything.
then, like,
I know everything you're talking about. No, dude, you shoot Jupiter with a minigun. Did you not watch the movie? You shoot it. Otherwise, because it's got the rings and they're sharp. So you want to blow it up as fast as
Oh
possible
my God.
so that your Earth can wander by. Ooh, dooba dooba
You
dooba dooba
say,
dooba.
oh my God, but
No, Kevin,
it
that's what actually
really
happened.
happened.
That's literally
Oh
what
my
happened.
God.
It
Why?
really
So
happened.
we
They
run away and we
no, Kevin,
can't
they
help but
stood.
aim at Jupiter.
They
Like
they
all of the fucking three-dimensional directions they could choose to jet
No,
away at.
stop.
Kevin, they stood on the
Yes.
surface of the Earth with a gun and shot Jupiter. That happened in the
Yes.
movie.
Yeah, but
To
why were they
ignite
on a crash
Jupiter,
course to the tiny rings of Jupiter anyway?
they got sucked into the gravity well or something happened.
Yeah.
So they shot Jupiter to cause it to explode because of all the hydrogen in the atmosphere. So
Yeah,
because
like
it
you
doesn't
do.
have like lightning or anything, so Jupiter explodes, and that explosion somehow safely propels the Earth out of the solar system and
I
on
like
the
to yeah,
way
I
into
like to
safety.
I like to point out that blowing up, yeah, I was gonna say blowing up Jupiter with a machine gun b has no consequences at all for anything. It just goes, and that's it. And you're like, cool, let's keep going. What's next?
It's not in our
Like,
way anymore. Thanks,
and the
machine gun.
shockwave doesn't like liquefy the entire planet.
Yeah,
My God.
well, that's. I mean, that makes sense. I
How?
mean, Saturn is almost the same size as the Earth, so that totally makes sense. And basically, I mean, Saturn's. Yeah, it's basically like a. It's basically like one of our moons, one of our many, many moons. God, I want to
God.
watch Wonder Earth too
That's
now.
not. Yeah, that doesn't sound
Anyways.
interesting at all.
So we saved you time with that. But this segues perfectly into one of the most amazing movies I've ever seen, which was Spider-Man Across the Universe, which I think you guys have
Barbie.
both seen.
Oh,
No, I haven't seen Barbie
sorry,
yet.
wrong movie.
I will definitely report when I see Barbie, but no, I saw Spider-Man into the no, the second one. Across the Spider-Verse. Jesus Christ, I can't remember these names.
No, only
Which was
like 4 months late.
Yeah, I told you I don't go to theaters, but now it's on streaming. I saw it. I'm assuming both of you have seen it, yes?
Oh
Yes.
yeah.
Okay, again, lack the words to describe it, but god damn, that movie was incredible. Everything about it, just everything. There was I will say this. I think I still like the first one more, but only because it was the first one and because I went into it with no expectations.
Sure, I could see
So
that.
I went into it not knowing anything and got greatness. And then I went into this one expecting greatness and I got a lot of greatness. But like I knew this was going to be good. Like there was no way it was going to be bad. And but God, what I have like no. I liked it so much. I literally got mad at my wife after the movie when I asked her what she thought, and she goes, "Oh, that was really good." And I was like yelling at her. I was like, "Good, good. No, that little monster that's sleeping upstairs is good. This I would die for this movie." Like it was just. That was it was. Oh my
It
God.
was very
It was.
good. Agreed.
I will stab you. Did you not just
Fantastic.
hear what? Did you not hear what I just said?
Yeah, no, I'm
I will
agreeing
cut.
with you 100%.
Don't say it's
Right
good.
on.
It was a
I'm on the
miracle.
Skippy train.
I can't
Yeah,
believe. I didn't
I
know how they were
agree.
gonna outdo the second one, and they. I'm sorry, I
No.
didn't know how they were outdo the first one, and they did. And as even what I said, as far as me liking the first one more, the second one is like a much better movie. I mean, but they're both great. It's just that the first one was just such a. Caught me by such surprise,
They
whereas this
all.
one, just like the story, even knowing, like I more or less knew the, what is it, the Prowler? Was that the thing that you find out he's at the end?
Yes.
McGinley, yeah. I don't know what Kevin's doing. I think it's a belly dance. It's very
It's
good.
a
Does
call
anyone
call
talk?
callback to my previous, but I didn't want to, like, interrupt you.
No, it's okay. Don't worry about it. You should inter I always interrupt you. Why? No reason you should not do the same. Right. So even I kind of knew that. It's still like the way that scene was presented at the very end, like, still gave me goosebumps. Just the way you find out that that's him. Like, I knew that was going to be him. As soon, especially once they say, like, oh, he's in the wrong universe. I was like, oh, fuck. Yeah, he's going to be the Prowler in this one. It still was, like, so well done. That scene where he finds out that they all knew what was going to,
It's
where they have him pinned to the train and he knew that they all betrayed him. Oh, like, that, the emotional weight of this movie was perfect. Like, they did everything so great without being corny or cheesy,
such a
anything.
it's such a heavy psychological journey. Like,
It is,
what the
yeah.
story that it's telling is pretty fucking, well, a little
It's
sad
heavy.
actually.
It
Yeah,
is
it's heavy.
incredibly
It's heavy.
sad. It's very, and it's well done. It's, again, it's done without all the corny, crappy cliches that, unfortunately, like, when I say that I don't like a lot of Marvel movies, like, because they all fall back on these lazy tropes, this movie had none of that. It was just
Well,
brilliant.
all the multiverse movies, like the Doctor Strange one, the Spider-Verse series, the fucking Ant-Man shit, all of the ones show people, like, in various forms of, like, versions of themselves. It's totally all about, like, a psychological journey of, like, your, fucking fracturing and,
It is, but
redefining yourself.
the stakes in those movies are so different and so basic. They're just like,
Yeah.
there's a multiverse, but there's a villain that exists, and then we have to basically stop him from abusing the multiverse.
Well,
This is completely different.
but
There is
he's
no,
fighting himself the whole time. He's fighting his
he's,
other selves, and he's fighting a thing that he unleashed, like,
yes.
from his actions, or at least he feels responsible for it. So
Well, what
the
happened to him? Because he says,
entire movie is like a self journey.
well, yeah, because the guy tells him, he's like, you're the first anomaly, you're the reason this exists,
Yeah.
and he's basically told that
He's like,
you're the
no,
reason
I
that,
believe in myself. I can do this. Like, I am Spider-Man.
right, like, yeah. And again, that scene where he finds out that they all basically betray, like, that's another one of my favorite things about it. There's like, obviously, protagonists and antagonists, but for the most part, it's very muddied. There is no good guy, bad guy story
Right.
here.
It's all fractures of himself. It's a very, it's a story about people, and I think it's very modern times, about people who, like, are having a harder and harder time believing in themselves. And that's sort of
Yeah.
what our society is happening. It's actually at, like, a all-time loneliness kind of thing, and it's generational. So this kind of movie plays into the younger generation, number one.
Yeah.
But number two, we're, like, our older generation's getting swept into that stuff. So it's actually bridging across
Yeah,
multi-generational, and it
like
has
it
that
highlights.
depth.
Yeah, it highlights the disconnect, which is why you have the really great scenes between, like, Gwen and her dad and, Miles and his parents. Like, again, even the dialogue between them is so well done. It's a freaking animated movie, and
And
the
his uncle
interaction
twice
between
in
characters.
both dimensions is,
Right,
like,
yeah.
that, like, sort of bad influence-y,
Yeah.
whatever.
Right. Just this movie, I mean, I don't have to comment on the animation and artwork. There's no
Oh,
debate.
that
It was
shit's
one of
awesome.
the, visually, it was, I
Phenomenal.
can't, my mind, I can't wrap my mind around it. It's the fact that there's every second of animation has like 20 different art styles in it, and yet it's not jarring. It's all balanced. Like, like it sort of like jumps around where, like, some things you can see, like the rough sketch, and sometimes the
It's
combo card,
to
and sometimes it's
represent
a little.
different dimensions. It's like
Right. And some,
the
yeah,
punk rock
right.
guy, Spider-Man versus the steampunk
Yeah.
Spider-Man versus, like, the
But
cyber.
even when they show, right, and even, and the thing is, it jumps styles as an action sequence is happening, and yet it's not jarring. It melts together perfectly. The amount of
Well,
talent it
also,
takes to do this is unimaginable to me. I can't even, like, understand how they did
sounds
this.
like you appreciate it.
Keep in,
If you pause
keep
it,
in.
I'm sorry, let me just say one last thing, and I promise I'll let you talk. I'm sorry. If you pause the movie and you go, like, frame by frame, like, things, characters on screen will change color, will change art style, the backgrounds will change, shapes will alter. And yet, as you're watching it, because it happens so quickly and it's so well done, your brain just, it all comes together as one, like solid image that just it is just beautiful to look at. Yeah, anyway,
I
Jay, I'm sorry,
agree.
go ahead.
Well, no, like even different character, it's not just art style, even the different characters were animated at different frame rates
Yes, they're
to
true.
further that. I think like yeah, like
Some of them move fluidly, and some of them move at like a different frame rate. I don't
Yeah,
know
so
how
it's
the
like they would, you know, I think like the main, you know, like Miles Morales might have been like every other frame to show like, you know, his hesitation or that he's out of place or whatnot. The I know the punk rock guy was done at like one cell every three frames or whatnot, so he was like jerky and every it's just the amount of stuff that they did and the fact that they have like different versions of the same movie,
When you look at the
you
scenes
know.
with when you look at the scenes with Gwen and her dad, because it's a lot of watercolor, or maybe it's supposed to mimic oil, I'm not sure, but the point is that if you watch it, the colors of the backgrounds and the characters are always changing. Her father is constantly wearing like a different color thing as the scene is going, but you don't register it, like it's not confusing. You don't lose track of who's talking or what's going on because it's done so perfectly. It's like a beautiful moving painting, but it's basically an impressionist painting in motion. Like it's the art direction and the artists who worked on this are incredible. I can't believe what they accomplished with this. I don't, again, same thing I said after the first one. I don't know how they're going to top this in the third one. I'm sure they will, but I just can't imagine how. There's also like attention to detail that I really appreciate. So I mentioned a long time ago when I was raving about Arcane, I was saying, you know, they did little things like in certain scenes when you get somewhat close to a person's face, if their eyeballs will dilate depending on how much light there is. It's a detail that no one would ever notice, no one would ever see. But the fact that the artists and the art directors took the time to put those kind of details into this thing shows an incredible like passion and love for what they're doing.
But
So
like
there's a
subconsciously you pick up on that stuff and you might be like, wow, you know, that was so realistic. I don't even know why, kind of
Yeah,
thing.
I was watching a documentary about it, and the art director, they redid an entire, like not an entire scene, but a big, like to render even a few seconds of all the animation takes forever, and it's a big expense, and you know it's a time and money sink. They redid a scene because there's a completely not important, it's not important to the plot at all, but they noticed that there's a part where behind one of the characters, like a glass bottle falls off the table and it rolls by a bunch of, and it rolls like on the floor. And because it's glass, you can see the objects behind it, but they're obviously warped. They noticed that as it rolls by, some little unimportant object didn't show, they didn't animate it like warped through the glass. And they redid that whole scene because they're
Oh
like,
God.
no, that's how upset, that's like, that's that artistic obsession is crazy, but it's also incredible, and I respect it to a very high degree. So with Spider-Man, I was watching for those kind of things, and I'm sure I missed all of them, if not most of them. But the one thing that I don't know why it like really struck me as a cool detail is that scene where Miles is on the rooftop and he's talking to his mom, like after the party. You know, she's telling him like, go, just like find your people, like don't forget, but never forget who you are, and like you are loved, and you know, et cetera, et cetera. The scene takes place right after the sunset. And as they're talking, if you watch, like, they could have just shot that scene in like regular dusk. They could have kept the sky like a darker blue, whatever. And, you know, with the sunset in the background, it made it dramatic and whatever. But if you watch the scene, everything is just gently, subtly getting darker and darker as they talk and as time passes, the way it would in the real world. If you're away from a light source and you're talking after the sun has set, everything around you just gradually gets darker and darker and darker. And they do that in that scene as they're having a very serious conversation, which like brings more weight to the words that they're saying. Like that attention to detail isn't like they didn't have to do that.
You
No,
realize there's
most
more than
people
one
have noticed.
version that went in the theaters too, right?
Well, supposedly
That's what
the stream
I
yeah the
said.
stream yeah the streaming version also apparently has some change, but it's like dialogue changes. I don't people are like flipping out now because they're pissed off that a couple of completely meaningless lines were removed for the streaming version. Honestly,
But graphically, there's no multiple versions, like where
a little bit,
different
a
scenes are
couple,
slightly different.
very slightly. It's the differences are slight, and but they're saying in the streaming they removed one line of dialogue that Miles says, and then when Gwen is digging through the rubble to find him after he saved that girl and the police chief, she, in the theatrical version, in both of them, she says something like, she exclaims like, "Oh no, oh my God," or something like that. Like she's very concerned. In the streaming version, she doesn't say anything. She's just looking through the rubble. And watching this movie, people went, you know, on their usual social networks and are like, "This movie's ruined. That's it. This movie sucks now." Like, what the fuck? Like these people are,
Yeah.
Anyway. That shit is not even worth discussing. If you have a problem with that, you really need to rethink your fucking priorities in life. But anyway, I could rave about it for a very long time, but I just wanted to say that if you have not seen it, if you're hearing this and you have not seen
Go see it.
it is absolutely, no, I'm gonna buy it, like, again. Like, I want to actually buy a physical copy of it. I own the first one, and I really, really want to own this as well. Like, if there's some special edition or something. Like, this is a work of art. This should, I want to actually have this.
I buy it in one or more accounts.
Yep. So anyway,
I
that was
mean,
me.
it's no Wandering Earth too, but
Can you
oh
imagine
my
the
God.
amount of detail there is?
Priorities, people.
No, like when I first saw the movie, and I haven't done this yet, I was like, I can't imagine like someone is going to literally go through this thing frame by frame by frame to pick out all the little Easter eggs and, you know, this Spider-Man and that Spider-Man that's like in the
Yeah.
back corner, like for 1.5 frames. And like, I'm sure they had fun putting that stuff in it.
Well, they've been finding stuff that relates to it from the first movie now, which is really cool. So, like, one of the best examples was that in the first movie, when after Miles gets bitten by the spider, when he first meets the Spider-Man that lives, so he gets bitten by a spider, and then, you know, he comes across that
The
fight
real
between Spider-Man
Spider-Man,
and
yeah.
yeah, and the Green Goblin. So when, so at some point he's about to get a crush or something like that, Spider-Man swings in, grabs him, and like takes him to safety. And as he's talking to him, both of their spider senses go off,
Yeah.
and he looks at him and says, "Oh, you're just like me." And then he like talks to him for like a couple seconds, like, "Oh, like don't worry,
Right.
like I'll help you, I'll take care of you, whatever." If you watch that scene really carefully, when Miles's spider sense goes off, it's green and purple, and as soon as Spider-Man starts talking to him, it changes to red and blue. That was the anomaly. That's when it happened. That was supposed to be the green and the purple represented the Prowler colors. So he was supposed to be the Prowler. The anomaly is that he ran into Spider-Man under the circumstances, and the change of color meant that's where the switch happened, where he became Spider-Man instead
Wow,
of the Prowler.
that's an
Oh
awesome little
shit.
subtle tie
Wow.
together.
Yeah. It's like a second, not even. But yeah, if you rewatch the movie, you can watch that scene. And people went back and were like, "Oh shit, that's what that meant." And it's, yeah. Like stuff like that is
That's crazy.
just fucking boggles the mind.
Good for them. Good for them.
Yeah.
That's good writing. Yeah.
Wow.
Turns out an
Wow, wow,
AI
wow, wow,
did
wow.
it.
Wow.
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 And speaking of, did you see the pitch meeting for Secret Invasion that I sent you?
I
Oh
didn't watch
yeah.
it. I didn't want to
Oh my
spoil
God.
the pitch meeting. Wait.
Oh
What?
No, nothing. I didn't get to it, but I actually want to see that.
You what, the Secret Invasion?
No, the pitch meeting.
Oh, you should watch the pitch meeting. It was phenomenal. Hey, didn't
Yeah.
we slap Steve to learn to be with? Hey, shut up. Like that's basically 5 minutes I'm saying, hey, shut up. Like because he's questioning everything that happens in him. He's like, okay, shut up. Like fuck. It's such a bad show. So fucking terrible.
Oh,
Anyway,
yeah, good times.
yeah, and then she has Drax's arm with tattoos. Wait, are tattoos part of his genetic buildup? Hey, shut up.
You know, it's funny because are those really tattoos or is that just like his actual skin? Because it's raised. It's not, they're
You know,
not flat. It's not just art. It's like,
have you never seen race tattoos? That's a thing, you know.
Well, that's no. So I'm saying it's like heavily body modification, or it's just his skin, you know,
There might be
like his
canon that
race.
exists, but I have no
No, if you
idea.
look at his arm, he's got red tattoos as well. He's got like red lines on
Yeah,
his
lines
skin.
and scroll work, yeah.
Yeah, she's not talking about just the yellow scales. That's not the tattoos. The tattoos are the actual tattoos.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah, that whole thing was like, okay. And it's kind of like, well, how do we one up this and how do we one up that? And you know, I'm sure they'll be like, oh, you know, like in the next movie or the next thing that she's in, it's like, oh no, turns out it was only temporary and she's starting to lose the powers and you know, stupid stuff like that.
Also, oh wait, Kevin, did you watch the honest trailer for Secret Invasion? Not Pitch Meeting, but
No,
honest trailer.
right.
Right.
I know you shared both of those. I didn't.
Why? That was a
Spy
spy wife.
wife. The spy wife.
Oh my God.
That was pretty good.
That's when I loudly farted at work laughing. Yep, that's what happened. Yep. Anyway, oh God, that show was terrible. But what's having again not learned my lesson with anything, I'm actually really looking forward to what is it, Ahsoka, the Star Wars show that's coming out, I think,
Oh
next week.
yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
that
actually
I
re
hope.
excited enough to see that to probably actually watch it.
Yeah, did you watch the Clone Wars show?
No, and how many, but that's a lot of seasons to like kind
Yeah,
of
it's like nine
get through.
seasons.
Yeah.
It is a great show, but yes, it is nine
I know it
seasons.
is, but like I'm a little that it's at the moment that feels daunting. I mean, I could
It
just make
is, yeah.
progress as slow as possible, but still.
It is cool. I didn't watch all of them, but it is cool because she starts out as a kid in that show and then she grows up. So it's kind of cool to see her, like where she came from as a child. There's actually a there's another special on Disney Plus called Tales of the Jedi. That you can watch. She's like a baby in that one. It shows like where she originated from. There's like one episode specifically about
Her
her.
mom's vagina? What?
I mean,
What
they don't show
the
that part,
fuck?
but sure. Yeah, it's cute. She tries to blow up her mom as a like a balloon for her, but it's adorable.
Oh my God.
And that is Ahsoka. Anyway, yeah, so she kills her mom like that with Jedi balloon powers. And then yeah, but no, it like I said, it does bring some gravity to the show because it is cool that she's like a full grown Jedi now and you kind of know what she's been with. She was what's his name's? So Anakin, the guy who became Darth Vader, she was his Padawan, the apprentice.
No, that was Anakin.
Wait, what?
I'm joking.
Oh, fuck you.
Yeah, of course he's
I
joking.
don't know. I don't know whether you meant
No,
in the show or not. I mean,
hashtag
I
no
wouldn't have known that if you didn't say
spoilers.
that already.
Anyway, the point is she was his basically his apprentice,
Oh,
and
that show's been out for a while.
it was a very dramatic thing where he obviously becomes evil and turns on her, and there's a whole story arc where like
I'm
it
sure.
obviously cha it changes her, it does a whole thing anyway,
Yeah.
and so that's what the show's about. So I'm actually really excited about the show. Plus, what's her name is playing? What's Rosario Dawson? No, not Rosario Dawson. Is that her? Yeah, Rosario Dawson, right?
Yeah, she's awesome. I
Yeah,
think
she's the
that's
one
who it
playing her.
is.
Yeah, she's been great. I mean, the couple of times that the character's already appeared in The Mandalorian, she's been awesome. So supposedly the show's closer to something like Andor than it is to like some of their other corny ones in
That's
tone.
good.
Like
I
supposedly it's a
loved
dark.
Andor.
Yeah, Andor was amazing. Which, by the way, I'm assuming Kevin
You
still
love
has not seen.
Nandor? I saw Andor.
Yes.
Yes, I love Nandor too. But
I did
did
see
you?
Andor.
Oh, you did see Andor. Okay, good. Yeah, so
Yeah,
it
I'm
should
pretty
be
sure I
closer.
finished the whole thing. Now you have me wondering if I actually finished it.
How did the show end? Well, they blew Andor up. It was very sad. It was a different Andor. Never mind. Forget it.
I don't freaking remember. I need the thing to tell me where how far it got.
Do you remember seeing an episode about a prison?
Yeah.
Escaping from a prison. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. That was like the penultimate one. So if you saw that one, you probably finished the whole series.
The Andy Serkis.
Yeah, where Gollum is like, my precious. And then they jump into the water.
Make the precious Death Star.
Yep. Anyway. So, I've been ranting for long enough about everything. Do you guys have anything you want to bring up? Anything?
No,
anything?
No. Yeah, I did watch the whole thing.
Good. Kevin actually finished a show.
Confirmed.
That's amazing. Good. Finally finished one show.
I mean, it depends. I could certainly bring up things, but then you're not going to have a quick podcast. It's up to you.
This is the Democratic podcast. I go with the mobs. Kevin, would you like to discuss something, or would you like to show your fancy?
Have you caught up on what we do in the shadows?
I guess that answers that question. No, I did not. I'm sorry. I've been slacking. I've been watching Always Sunny. I'm trying to catch up on that one. Because we finally started watching it again after years of not seeing it. Well, like 2 years. And now we can't stop watching it because it's so fucking funny. Mm.
I think what we do in the shadows has been hilarious this year.
It's really...
Yeah, I will definitely see it. I love that show. I just, yeah.
There was like, this one seems like an uptick, if you ask me, in terms of like enjoyment. It's really out there, by the way. In my mind.
That's great. Dude. No, that's great, because like I said, I thought season 4 was their weakest one. Oh, it was good. It was just their
not nearly as that was the whole other. Nightclub stuff.
Yeah, that was that whole nightclub thing was really weak.
Season 3 was the whole rebirth of what's his face, right? And then
no, that was 4
was the nightclub. That was part of it.
Yeah, he was dying in the third, and he was reborn.
Yeah, okay. So it went through both. Okay.
Yeah, that's why I thought the fourth was a little weak, because I thought
he was growing up.
They were going to do something interesting with him, and he just became the same person. And I was like, oh, okay.
Well, wait till you see the next one.
Well, shut up.
That's all I'm saying. He continues to shine.
Hey, shut up.
Do your homework.
Yeah. I'll see it. I'll catch up.
Yeah, to it. I've really been enjoying this season. There's some hilarious stuff that I want to talk about, but I can't.
Well,
like the whole ankle.
Well,
that was hilarious.
What are they? They're only up to like episode 5, right? I'll catch up with that by the next one.
It might be 7.
All right.
Or 8 now.
Okay, so I won't catch up with that one, but I'll definitely be almost caught up.
No, they're not out. They're not up to 8, are they?
Yes.
I thought it was like 5 or 6.
I got to catch up on all my shows because we are about a month away from Starfield coming out, and I have a bad feeling that's going to be all my time sucked up by the game.
You're gonna fully into it?
Skippy's going to be like, guys, let's play Starfield.
And it's not a multiplayer.
Kevin and I will get it. It's not. It's single player?
I don't think it's multiplayer. Player. I have to check. Well, no, because it said you can raid other people's ships. I don't think it's I don't know. I gotta see. It's on Game Pass.
I assumed it was like the other one.
It's not like No Man's Sky. No, this is more like Fallout. In fact, it is. It's Fallout in space.
Yeah. Fallout and Skyrim. I mean, it's that whole sort of engine.
Yeah, I'm actually legitimately hoping that it sucks or I hate it so that I don't have to play it because
I gotta be honest.
Have that feeling. I'm going to sink a lot of time into this.
If they don't fucking have a better inventory than Skyrim and Fallout, I'm going to be pissed.
Okay, so I would like to admit something on this podcast, which may get me shot. I hated Skyrim. Skyrim sucked.
Thank you, that's interesting. I mean, Skyrim was fine. I enjoyed that. Arrow and everything.
The inventory system sucked ass,
and I can't believe I got through that. But I don't think I would ever go back.
Did not get far enough to know. I played for a few hours, was bored out of my fucking mind, and said, "I do not understand why anyone enjoys this horrible game." Turn it off, and never came back.
I liked it because the UI and the way you left hand, right hand combat was like pretty cool, and then like you'd get the dragon stuff and fight the dragon. So it felt like almost. back
You
then for a cheaper game, if it you're gonna now I'm gonna get yelled at. It felt like Elden Ring, sort of like awesomeness, where you're like
I
by
will
yourself
stab
and
you. I will kill you. I will. You're right. You will get killed.
Elden Ring is ridiculously like orders of magnitude larger and more cool, but like back then, Elden Ring didn't exist. So how would I
Oh,
know there was that much better?
all
What
right,
do I know
Skyrim.
how awesome could be out there? And all I'm stuck with is Skyrim, and I'm like, woo,
Skyrim.
the best.
Skyrim crawled so that Elden Ring could run.
Exactly. There you go.
Yeah.
Take it anywhere you want.
Yeah, fuck you. They're not even on the same plane of existence. Oh,
At the time, it was
anyway,
pretty good.
I don't know. I did like their Fallout games. I mean, I did enjoy Fallout 3, never
How'd you
beat
like
it. And I
76?
enjoyed
Tell me about
Fallout
how you liked
4,
76.
and I didn't beat it,
Tell me how
and
much you loved Fallout 76.
I have never heard. Is that a DLC?
Oh.
Is that a free mobile game that you download?
Is
Like,
it cold and is it wintertime? What's going on here? Must be that nuclear winter.
we don't
It
talk
was
about Fallout
really
76.
fun
No, it wasn't.
doing
Oh,
the
here we
nuke
go.
missions where
Here
you
we
can
go. Here
freaking
come
launch a nuke somewhere
the
on the map
apologies.
and then to go
Oh my
into
God.
the nuke zone to fight. Like, that was kind of neat. I mean, there was like a certain really coolness to like open world, shit could happen like that. But and then I really liked it.
Ooh, them's fight crickets.
Cool. Yeah, no, that's awesome. I'm sure those I did hear it got a lot better. I will say that. I wouldn't know because again, yes, it was another Bethesda game that I played for maybe 2 hours and it was like fuck Kevin for telling me this is worth playing. This is garbage. Then
Kevin's like, oh, I didn't know it got better. I stopped playing before that.
Yeah, you literally played the worst version of it and liked it. I don't even know what to tell you, man. Maybe you should give it another spin. Try it. It might be good.
I
Or
think I
there's.
should give Phantom Abyss a spin and do the daily run while
I
you
agree.
guys continue to rag on
I
all of the
think.
games I play.
I'd like to rag on you while you're playing a specific game. So why don't we wrap it up here? We actually did it good on timing. And then we can move on to the second part of the evening where Kevin plays a game and we yell at him like, go right, go left, go
Oh my
right, go
God, that's
left.
gonna fucking throw me for a loop.
Jump, throw the boomerang, eat the dinosaur.
I'm
Nom, nom,
actually
nom.
excited for an update, that's almost coming. Oh, I can't
Hey,
hold
hey,
out
hey,
to
hey,
hit the
you save it
stream.
for the game. What I need from
Okay.
you now, Kevin, is your closing thoughts so we can wrap this
Oh shit,
mother
stay
up.
alive. Nope, don't go game.
Oh my God. Here we go. And we've lost Kevin. Kevin,
No, I'm right
Kevin, over
here.
here.
Hi,
Kevin,
I
over
see you.
here. Over
Yep.
here. Over here.
Yeah.
Hi.
We're
Hi.
live. You're still talking.
It's me, Skippy. We're doing a podcast. How you doing? You want to wrap it up?
Oh, I guess I should. Okay, I've muted the noise, so while you're trying to talk.
Okay, how about you mute this podcast after we have our nice closing thoughts? And then
Hi.
I can
Oh, you mean goodbye. Good night, Skippy.
Jerry, I can't. Can you help me with this?
Always stay hydrated, drink your special water, and
That
be
was
like Kevin.
awesome. Thank
Perfect.
you. That
Very
was
good.
perfect. Thank you,
Thank you for
ChatGPT.
covering. Thank you for covering Kevin's ass. And I will just say, please learn from my mistakes and stop watching M. Night Shyamalan movies. If we all gather as a collective people and just reject his crap. He can no longer have the power to make it. We have the power to make M. Night Shyamalan to stop making movies.
Hey,
Let us come.
Skippy.
What?
Skippy.
What?
Be the change you want to be.
Okay. I will take this vow. I will take this vow on the podcast. I will never watch another M. Night Shyamalan movie for as long as I live. If you just join me, help me, help you, help me, help you.
Are
Come with
you
me
trying to be Empire now? That like two
into.
finger salute thing? Did you watch that show?
I don't know.
No,
For
no,
all I
no.
know,
Good
I've
night, Skippy.
No, that was
I
like a scout thing, like Scout's Honor or
right,
something.
yeah,
It's
I don't know.
the pose that he does.
I thought I was hailing Satan. But the point being is just let's just stop watching his stuff. Let's all come together and stop this man from making stuff. Because if he doesn't make movies, then those resources can be directed to wonderful things like more Spider-Man across the Spider-Verses and all those other wonderful
Yes,
things.
good
Yes,
stuff.
let's make good things, okay?
The
M. Night
wonderful,
Shyamalan.
wonderful world of.
M. Night Shyamalan bad. That's what I want
There we
to leave
go.
you there. He's
Yep.
bad. Please, 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 please.
And
If you're hearing this, please stop making movies. Thank you. That's it.
the one, our one, oh my God, that would be sad if our one viewer was M. Night himself.
That would be such an M. Night Shyamalan movie. It'd be
He's like, I found the
what if
best
him
podcast
missed
in the
it
world.
all
Oh shit.
along?
All of a sudden, he's amazing.
What a twist!
And on that note,
Yeah, all right. Yeah, everybody have a good night.
oh my God, it's like, that was the best all that we had all night long. Oh my God.
Oh.
This has been a production of
It's Just Me
Studios.